With Jesus, there is hope. He has all your answers. Don't miss Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn what Jesus did just because he loves you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Today, we celebrate the greatest day in the history of heaven and earth, praise God. The day Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, was raised from the dead, praise God. And the thing that is so exciting about this, the thing that just stirs me to the very core of my being, I remember the moment that it came alive inside of me, that the moment Jesus was raised from the dead, as far as God was concerned, the Almighty One, the Holy God of heaven and earth, the moment Jesus was raised from the dead, in God's heart and mind, every human being alive from that moment forever was free of sin, sickness, demons and fear, and had the authority of heaven on the earth. The only thing we have to do is receive it, praise God. We can't earn it. It's beyond earning. It is the gift of all gifts. He restored heaven's blessing to mankind. Whoa! Get in this with me and get excited. Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of Isaiah. It pleased the Lord to bruise him, verse 10. He put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Now look, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Woo, woo, woo. What does the scripture say is the pleasure of the Lord? It pleases God to prosper his children. It pleases God to prosper his servant. That was the joy that was set before him. And he suffered and endured the shame for the joy that was set before him, because he saw his seed. What seed? The Bible says that God gave his son in order to receive many sons unto glory. Amen. There's your healing right there. I heard the Lord say that. Pray God. It's working in you now. Now keep it going. Just keep saying, I'm healed. It's working in me now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh. Oh, we're getting somewhere.
Amen. Amen.
Now right there is the resurrection. Can you see it? Now, look where it goes from there. He'll see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify or make righteous many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore, will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Who are you?
The strong.
The strong.
Amen.
Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He went into hell, see. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, the work is finished. When Jesus was hanging on that cross, this has been so misunderstood, and he said, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost, he gave up his spirit, released his spirit. No, redemption wasn't finished. It just got started. It still had 3 days and nights to go. What was finished? Well, there's been so much talk about this and that. Well, then there was different things that were finished, but that's not what he was doing there, and that's not what that refers to. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Now the Holy Ghost is talking to the body of Christ. Oh, the resurrection has come. Now he's talking to us. He's talking to those that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. And see, the Word of God doesn't draw any distinction between you and him. I said the Word of God doesn't draw any distinction between you and him. Because when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, any man that is in Christ is a new creation. He is a new creature. Adam was a creation. You are a creation. Well, they didn't get it. I'll go over here and this side. See, the Greek text literally says, any man that is in the Anointed One and his anointing is a new species of being that never existed before that moment. You're not just an old forgiven sinner, just an old sinner saved by grace. Get rid of those sin tags. That's false humility to start with. You can't be both. You can't be an old sinner saved by grace. You were an old sinner. You got saved by grace. You are a new creation. You are in Christ Jesus. And God sees no difference. You are a spirit of his spirit. You're one spirit with the Lord. You're a bone of his bone. You're flesh of his flesh. And I'll tell you, what's his is yours and what's yours is his. And you ought to be walking together. You have been named after him. You have his spirit. You have his heaven. You have his earth. You have his blessing. You have his life. You have his name. Huh? That's what the 54th chapter is talking about. Oh, glory to God. Now, we don't have time to go through that whole thing, but there is 8 and 9 and 10, 11, 12, and 13, 14, and 15. We want to read those verses right there because this is talking about you. This is talking about me. This is talking about the body of Christ, the joint heirs. Heirs of the blessing of Abraham. Hallelujah. In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. Now, when was that? Well, I just told you it's in the 53rd chapter. He turned his back, did he not? In a little wrath, 3 days and three nights, I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness. And the Hebrew word here is hesed. It refers to covenant. With everlasting covenant faithfulness and compassion.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I have mercy on you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Ah, we're talking to the redeemed here. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
This is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn I will not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, and neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, who has mercy on you. Now, let's talk about something here this can's wide open, so I'm going to have to stop here and deal with something. May I just go ahead and finish 1 Corinthians 2:16? It says, I have not seen, neither ear heard what's entered, neither entered the heart of them, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Who has known the mind of the Lord that we might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We have the same anointing for our minds that Jesus has on his. Amen. So that changed. But now, the problem is taking Isaiah 55 out of context and just hanging it up here and reading it. He's talking about, in Isaiah 55, us having the mind of Christ. I have sworn I not be wroth with you? Nor rebuke you? For the mountains will depart and the hills be removed. But my covenant kindness and mercy shall not depart from thee, and neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on you. O afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, the Lord, I just have a little cabin on Glory Land. I just a little place. Just a little, I'm unworthy. Oh, I'm just no good. I'm just like a little worm crawling through the sand. And the chickens are going to get you. I'm so unworthy. But you know, God is really tired of hearing that.
Yes.
Right in the face of what he did on the cross. Yes. Afflicted, tossed, and tempest, not comforted. That couldn't be heaven. I will lay your stones with fair colors and lay your foundations with sapphire. I'll make your windows of agates and the gates of carbuncles and lay your borders of pleasant stones, and all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall you be established. You'll be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and far from terror. It shall not come nigh thee. Now here's one. When it proves this is not in heaven. It's not in the sweet by and by. It's right here in the rotten here and now. Behold, they, the oppression, the fear, and the terror shall gather together, but not by me. I didn't put them on you. I am your Redeemer. Whoa, glory to God. Yeah. That's in the valley of the shadow of death. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of oppression, in the presence of terror, in the presence of fear, my God. And build me a house with agate windows and diamonds in the foundation. Yeah. Did you ever take a good look at how my father lives?
Oh, lavishly. Ooh.
They'll gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Now, I'm not praying that anybody over the last 41 years that's attacked this ministry. I don't pray that they fall. No. That's not my desire for my enemies. My desire for my enemies is peace. Yes. My desire for my enemies is, dear Lord, for there to be peace to come between us.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And they call and say, my God, Copeland, I repent, man. I've wrong. I said, man, I forgive you. Glory to God. And I've sent that message in every direction. And some of them heard it. Most of them didn't. But I sent it out anyway.
Yes.
Offered to come talk to them in person, but they didn't want to do that. Well, I satisfied what Jesus said. You know. But my desire is for us to get together and become great friends.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in the
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
That's right.
I live in my agate windowed house and you can live in yours. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
But it still says what it says. Now, can you see now the 55th chapter is to change your way of thinking from the curse to the blessing, from the tossed, afflicted, and painful to the healed. Sing, O barren, sing. Now, notice how the 55th chapter begins. And I think I'm going to close with this. Everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy, eat, yea, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and for your labor, underline the word labor, for that which satisfies not. That word labor means weariness from toil. No. Adam, the ground was cursed for his sake, and thorns and thistles grew up, and God said, you will earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. But that's not talking to you. That ain't talking to you. No, that's not you. Well, Brother Copeland, ain't we supposed to work for a living? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm the provider of my household. Well, that's the reason they're all broke. No, you're not the provider. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. Now, I want you to get hung up on the word maketh. The word rich is there. But you got to get the meaning of the word maketh before you'll ever understand rich. Because the Babylonian system says we make money. We make a living. We make deals. We make our way in the world. I'm a self-made man. I made it through college. Huh? Now, that's the 73rd Psalm. I've quoted it to you a number of times. Behold the ungodly who prosper in the world, who gather unto themselves riches. Jesus put it like this. He said the Gentiles are out there seeking what? A living. He used the word what they eat, what they wear, how they live. In other words, they're out there seeking a living. They're seeking riches. Well, that's the only way they got to do it. That's the way they think. But the blessing of the Lord, it maketh. It maketh. I said, it maketh. You know you're not supposed to make it. You're not even supposed to make it. Let me ask you this. Did you earn your salvation? No. How'd you get it? By grace, wasn't it? By grace, faith. The gift of salvation was a gift. What about the Holy Ghost? Was the Holy Ghost a gift? Yes. Well, certainly. The Scripture says it was, isn't it? Yes. Well, did you earn it? God baptized you in the Holy Ghost because you're such a spiritual hot rod? No. And because you did so many things to earn that? No, if you did that, you're out of line and you know it.
That's right.
Huh? How'd you get it? By grace and by faith. How'd you get your healing? Did you earn your healing?
No.
How'd you get it? Same. What made you think you were going to earn your money?
Same thing.
He is able to make all grace abound toward you so that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may continue to be generous to all good works. All this material stuff comes out of grace. Blessing of the Lord is purely by grace, just because He loves you. Amen. It was His will to start with, and Jesus got it back.
Standing on the Word, a teaching CD by Gloria Copeland, is our gift to you. Gloria shares her and Kenneth's personal testimony of how God taught them to stand on His Word, and how they could live a victorious life. Learn the importance of putting God's Word first. It isn't just enough to believe God's Word. We must learn to act on it. The Word of God will help you find the answers to all your problems. Learn to stand on the Word of God today. Request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today Standing on the Word by Gloria Copeland is full of vital biblical information to help you learn as you grow in the Lord. To request your free CD online, visit kcm.org or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One per household, please.
You know, a lot can happen in a moment. For instance, on that first Resurrection Sunday morning, Jesus' body laid in a grave, completely dead, until one instant in time, until one particular moment when resurrection overcame death and he was risen. A lot of little things can happen in a moment, in a single instant of time. How long does it take to lock a car door? How long does it take to cook breakfast? Answer the phone, or any of the other things that we do thousands of times in a lifetime. But what about something bigger? How long does it take to die? More importantly, how long does it take to live forever? How long does it take to start a personal relationship with the same Jesus who rose from the dead 2,000 years ago? How long does it take to inherit the kingdom of God?
Now listen to me, just with all your heart. We are heirs of the blessing of Abraham. Now, you know, if they called you in and said, so-and-so has named you in his will, you're an heir of his estate, we're going to be reading the will at 9 o'clock Monday morning. Y'all can go ahead and read it. I don't care. Well, it's worth about $120 million. Yeah, that's what they all say. I'm just going to be humble about this. Are you kidding me? Huh? You go get you a hotel room next door to that lawyer's office and you'd be out there at daylight on the morning that they're going to open that door. Why? My name's in that will, man. I want to hear what they're saying about me. And then you get it, you get you a copy of it and you say, and you get you a lawyer. You say, come here, look here, buddy. Now look here. Now see, they said I'm supposed to get this and this and this and this and this and this. And you get in there and you make sure I get this and this and this and this. You understand me? Yeah, what am I doing? I'm demanding what's mine. Why don't you do that where the Word of God is concerned? This is the will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. You're an heir of the blessing of Abraham, and it is the blessing that maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Praise the Lord. The Bible said we have the mind of Christ, but you're going to have to take that mind and think it. The Word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. Amen. But you have to let that mind be in you. He's given you his mind, but you have to think the thoughts. He's given you his word, but you have to speak his word. He has given you his faith, but you have to release that faith. He has given you his life, but you have to accept it and receive it. You see, you are an heir, but you have to claim your inheritance in this earth, because there's a devil here that's going to try to kill you and beat you out of it if he can. I don't believe he can do it. Hallelujah. I don't believe he can take us down. This is our time. This is our year, brother. Praise God. Father, I pray over this radio and television audience now in the name of Jesus. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, do it right now. All that he did, the whole thing went to hell and suffered for you, raised up from the dead, glory to God, and gave you his place in heaven. But he couldn't pray your prayer for you. Did you get that? He could do it all except pray your prayer. Now, the moment you pray it, all that he did comes into being in your life. And all that he bore for you takes action in your spirit. Just pray it out loud and just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of sin. I renounce the past. Hallelujah. and I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I'm blessed with your blessing. I'm blessed with your spirit. I'm blessed with your name. I receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and no demon of hell can keep me from it. And I thank you. I receive your mighty Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me. You need to know what's in this book. And you don't need to be struggling around trying to get started in it, trying to figure out what to do with it and all that. I mean, no, this is the greatest book ever written. This is full of joy and healing and goodness and peace and life and death, and the whole spectrum of humanity is in it. This is good stuff. But you don't need to have a college degree to get it when you can get it out of just five little books. These little books, the Spirit of the Lord had me write these little books years ago to help people like you get started in studying the Word. And then you can just take off from there. So let us know if you prayed that prayer with us today, and I'll send you these five little books free and postpaid. And to show you how simple it is to read the Bible, that little brochure right there will teach you how to study God's Word. God didn't make it hard. Amen. So let us hear from you. We just appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful week this week. We'll see you next time. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. To request your gift copy of Gloria Copeland's CD, Standing on the Word, log on to our website at kcm.org or call our special toll-free number at 888-326-0011, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. One per household, please. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see this presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out, because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.